We are concerned that, especially with the president's latest executive order expanding the numbers that are coming in, and we've already seen that we have taxed and stretched our immigration control and programs in the United States. And so if we add all of those numbers, how are they going to properly vet them? And I think one of the major responsibilities of our government is the safety of the people and our ability to defend against terrorists coming into the United States. And so I totally agree that, we need to be assured that they're vetted. Now, what can I do? There's nothing I can do because that is a State Department issue, and that is a State Department responsibility. I can and have suggested to the congressional delegation in Washington, D.C., that I'm concerned about it. But remember this, since the mid-70s, and I'm going to say 76 or 77, we have brought into the Magic Valley about 300 refugees, into the Treasure Valley about another 700. So about 1,000 a year that we brought in. With the Obama action, is that number going to skyrocket? And not only that, I would say that the other problem that I've got with it is they are on our welfare programs. They are on our public assistance programs for 8 months after they come in. So are we going to get any help on that?
So, Governor, I know that I've talked to the congressional delegation about it, and I think that they're cautiously trusting of this program, but they don't seem too terribly concerned. Do you plan on sort of taking their lead, or is this something that you'll be a little bit more proactive on?
We're going to continue to question, what will happen, Neil and Calla, is after an incident, and it may not be a person that comes in under the guise of a refugee and seeking sanctuary in the United States. It may be from, but I'm telling you, that person, if they're a bomber, if they're a person that straps a bomb to themselves and walks into a crowded room and blows themselves up, all of those things are going to make us take a more cautious look at the vetting process that the State Department is trying to guarantee us right now that everything's okay, don't worry about it. But I would tell you, what has brought the emphasis on this is the location where they're coming from.